The San Ignacio Festival has been an annual event in Idaho's capital city for more than 25 years. The festival honors St. Ignatius of Loyola, a Jesuit priest who is also the patron saint of the Basques. Idaho is home to one of the largest Basque populations in the United States, and this festival brings people from near and far to Boise's Basque Block every July. And this year, the festival kicks off this Friday night with Friends and Family Night, and then you'll see local musicians, dancers, even sporting events will be going on all weekend long. So here to talk about the festival is Alicia Lachiando, a member of the board of directors for the Bass Center. Welcome. Thanks for having me. So let's start with a little bit of a history lesson about the Basque culture. And the reason why is that if you have just recently moved into the Treasure Valley, A, you may not have heard of the Basque population before, and also that it is one of the largest populations outside of the Basque country.
Absolutely. So the 30-second overview is the Basque people are a native people to the Iberian Peninsula, the Bay of Biscay that straddles Spain and France. They've been there for longer than recorded history, as far as we know, and have maintained a strong cultural identity, a unique language, and unique traditions. Big number of that population towards the end of the 19th century, early 20th century, moved out of the Basque country looking for work opportunities, like a lot of folks in Europe did at that time, and by sheer happenstance ended up throughout the Mountain West. So places like Boise, Idaho, Gooding, Mountain Home, Elko, Nevada, brought in Basque workers to sheep herd. Initially,
because that's what they did in their homeland, correct? A lot of them did, but a lot didn't.
Actually, what's interesting about the Basques in Boise specifically, many of their families are from coastal villages.
Really?
So, for instance, my grandfather was a fisherman, but his father came to the U.S. because of some friends, relatives said, I can get you a job. And so he took over herding sheep. And my grandfather came here when he was 16, got a call off the coast of Italy from his father, or not a call, a letter,
right,
back in the day, saying that he could get him a job and gave him a ticket on a boat and met him in Wyoming.
And if you've been in the Treasure Valley for any length of time, the Basque community is a very tight-knit community.
Very tight-knit community, yes. I think there's some misconception that we are secretive or insular, but there is a lot of pride in the identity. So it's very tight-knit. We get together. The Basque picnic, as it stands, has actually extends back into the early 40s, at least, maybe even earlier, where Basque families here would get together at least once a year and have a big party in Municipal Park. And that continues as part of the festival as well. But now we've really opened it and want to share those traditions and those ideas with the community at large.
And, you know, I moved here in 1999 and the Basque Center was there, but the Basque Block hadn't really been, you know, baptized the Basque Block for lack of a better word. But then over time, it was given this distinction. And I think it seems that, you know, it is a very welcoming area. And what did that do for your community when all of a sudden you got this designation of the official Basque Block? Because you have a museum, you have, you know, the original boarding house. I mean, right. There are all of these historic markers in that block.
Right. I think it did two things. One, really extended this meeting place. I sometimes joke that block is my second living room because you can wander down there, hang out with family and friends, really feel like you know people and feel at home. But it also has really opened up what we can do in terms of including others and teaching others. So there's a lot of parts of that block that people don't know about. For instance, the fronton, the ball court that is underground.
I never knew about that until I went to Leadership Boise.
It is one of the hidden gems of Boise.
It is. You do not know about that until you go down there and see that.
Yeah, I would definitely invite folks who have not been on the ball court or know about it to come down during Hialeah because we're having a handball invitational to show traditional Basque handball and racket-type sports Friday and Saturday all day. So it is in between a nondescript door in between the museum and Bar Guernica, and it leads into this large underground ball court.
It is just this. It truly is. If you're on the Basque Block, it's in a brick building, and there's a door. But wasn't it a boarding house at one point as well? I believe there were, because
yes,
you still see all of the doors. So there's great history there, too.
There is great history. That street has a lot of history for Boise in terms of the various immigrant communities that came there. There was actually the next street over where the Grove is now, I believe, was a big Czech community.
Mm-hmm.
But the Basque block had Basque boarding houses. The nature of sheep herding in the summer, you're on a sheep wagon tending sheep. And when the weather gets cold and the sheep come into camp, you need a place to stay. So these young men and women, mostly young men, would stay in boarding houses right on that block. And a lot of our festivals in the winter are related to festivals of the sheep herders coming back and celebrating the culture that way.
I'm speaking with Alicia Lachiando. She's a member of the board of directors for the Bass Center, and we're talking about the upcoming San Ignacio Festival. So it has been here in Boise for more than 25 years. How did the festival get started?
It's been kind of an evolving
process.
So we started with, like I said, the picnic that was really for Basque families to get together and celebrate culture. That involved a Catholic mass and different competitions. But with time, wanting to expand that out, we, with the creation of the Oinkaidi Basque dancers, with the Boiseko Gasteak dancers, the younger kids, really wanting to show everyone the different cultural elements. So it started with just one day, and then you add on an evening street dance, and then you add on a second evening street dance and food vendors, and now a friends and family night on Friday nights. It really has become a place for people of all backgrounds and all knowledge of the Basque Center or Basque culture. If you want to come down and try a little bit of food, get the history through the museum, it's really a way to consolidate that and have a good, fun weekend.
And this really is something that is open to everyone. So come down to the Bass Block.
It is. It's free admission. There'll be food, beer, snow cone vendors. You know, the Basque Market will be doing a paella.
They do that big, huge
paella. They have their wonderful white wine sangria slushies.
It's all good.
It's all good. Delicious.
And one of the great things of the San Ignacio Festival as well is with the Bass dancers and when they dance on, mm-hmm. on the altar at St. John's
yes.
Cathedral. And do they still dance down the street going into, or is that just during High Aldi, which is every 5 years?
Yes. So we no longer do the full
parade. Basically.
They don't block off 8th Street like they used to, but they will come around the church. Of course, St. John's front steps are under construction.
They're
right
under
now.
Construction, so you can go on the side.
So we'll be going in the side this year, but bring in the statue of Saint Ignatius, our patron saint, along with some banners of other saints important to the Basque culture. And then those dances, we actually had to get special permission, I believe, in the 70s. My historian father will be a little bit disappointed. I don't know the exact date. But from the town of Oñati in the Basque Country. So that's where these traditional liturgical dances originated. And a Basque, now professor with Basque Studies, John Yasursa, and a few others got permission to learn those dances, got permission from the diocese to perform them. And so they are very special. And this is really the only place other than Oñati that you would see those dances performed.
And they do it during the Mass.
They do it during the Mass. So before the Mass, after the Mass, and then during the consecration as well.
Right. Yeah. So, and you don't have to be Catholic to go to Mass if you want to see this.
Yes.
It is open to everyone. But also, if you don't want to go to the Mass, the dancers, especially like the little kids when they dance, that's going on all weekend, correct?
That
as
is
part
going
of the festival.
On all weekend. So we'll have performances starting 11 a.m. with local Basque musicians, followed by we have two young groups that involve young children, Boiseko Gasteak dancers. We also have Chanchan Gorriak, which is a newer group that is teaching Basque music to young and old. And then, of course, the Oinkaidi Basque dancers, who are always amazing to watch, will be performing Saturday afternoon.
And then very quickly, every 5 years, there is High Aldi.
Yes.
And this is kind of the San Ignacio Festival on steroids in a way.
It is. So instead of just being the festival for the Boise Basque community, the High Aldi Festival is the festival for the Basque diaspora. So that includes basically celebrating all of the Basques across the globe who had to leave but still really retain their Basque identity. And that will be happening in 2020.
And 3 years ago, that's when they had the huge soccer tournament.
The Basque Soccer Friendly as well,
and that brought in people from literally all over the world. The first time we ever saw the Boise Blue Turf, the Bronco
turn green. That's right. Yes.
So can we expect something like this coming up in 2 years?
I cannot speak to where we are with another Basque Soccer Friendly. I know that a lot of us in the community would love to see that. There are actually multiple professional Basque teams within the Basque country, Athletic being the one that for a lot of Boise Basques is the most important. But I think if there's enough fan support and interest, it'd be great to see some other professional teams come here again.
All right, so San Ignacio Festival beginning Friday going through the weekend.
Friday, 6 p.m. Come down, eat some food, listen to some great music.
All right. Diana Lachianda is your sister. this is Alicia Lachianda. See, this is what happens with the Basque community.
That's right.
I want to thank you for coming in today.